Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake, you pig. You didn't want to be called the son of a bitch anymore. I don't know what you want me to say. Final hour. Power hour. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. Jake, what is the worst thing that, like, I or someone could say in that spot? Like the thing that would insult you the most would be what on a family-friendly show?
Pig and or fat slob. That was it. The jolt that just sent down my spine is tough.
Now pig does not necessarily have to mean like you're fat.
Sure.
Yeah, that's where everyone's brain goes though when they
it's
hear
not
that.
Great.
See, I kind of think pig is more. I think pig is really insulting.
Yeah. Yes. It is very.
Can I tell you guys something? I want this to come across. I really want this to come across the right way. My dad, like, God rest his soul. My dad died in 2014. My dad was a gentle man, sincerely. Was like a sweet man, like wouldn't hurt a fly, never got into it with people, like never had a bad word to say about anybody. Was like, that almost makes you wonder, is he ever my real dad? He's a sweet man. I remember, because we used to go into Manhattan when I was, you know, like, I don't know, like 7, 8, 9, whatever. And then we would, like, go to, like, we would, like, pick a couple places we wanted to go eat in, like, the early 90s. We would go, like, into the city together, right? Like, a dad's father-son trip. And I remember we were driving on the FDR, which is, like, a highway going, like, into Manhattan, whatever. And this woman driving next to us on the highway, like, throws, like, three wrappers out of her car. Like they have just like maybe it was like I don't remember what it was. I imagine it being like a bag of fast food, not like the actual food, but napkins and a bag.
The wrapper,
just threw them out. And I remember my dad never ever did stuff like this. Like had his window down and looked at her and yelled and as loud as he could yelled pig at her. And I remember she turned and looked at us and she was like devastated by it. And she. That wasn't that she was fat. It was that she was just so rude. She was a pig.
Yeah. She's slamming down her fast food and also littering, by the way. Like,
yeah,
what are we doing?
It was the littering that I think like pissed my dad off in that moment. Called her a pig.
And it should piss anybody off. I'm like very anti-littering. Like you find a trash can or just drive with the trash and then throw it away when you arrive to wherever the hell your destination is. Hey, you know what we're doing, man? This is shared space, the highway.
It's like a uniquely American thing, like littering. And it's not an anti. Yes. I love this country. I don't want to move anywhere else. I love it here in America. I would choose to live here if I could live anywhere else. Maybe I'd go to Japan. I like Japan. But like in Japan, if you litter, like people, they're gonna fight you. Here, yes. You litter, and it's like, yeah, it's like that. This is like a American thing, littering. Weird.
It's so disgusting, and like moving from the Northwest to Las Vegas now, like it's everywhere. Like people just like throw stuff out there. It's like on the highways, and like it's super windy, so it starts blowing around whenever it's windy.
Vegas,
like the Northwest,
Vegas is disgusting. Litter, Vegas is gross.
It's actually filthy. It's filthy. Yeah.
And look, filthy. I don't exactly live in Camelot in New York City, so you know,
it's filthy. Wait, but till, my neighborhood's wait great. Till, I love it. Got a strict HOA. Gonna, it's been really fun.
I don't think I want to like do a political thing here, even though it's not really a political thing. So I'm not going to do it because you know everyone gets upset.
Well, wait till the WNBA later this segment.
Oh, when we own the libs.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm actually saying there's only one lib I would like to own actually, and it's the communist that might become mayor of New York. I'm okay with every other lib, all of them except for this lib. This one specific lib is the one that I do not like, and I think he's going to be running my city at some point in the near future.
Less than 2 months, because we'll find out the results.
Like, I'm saying like lib, conserve, whatever, like commie. I'm not great with that. Okay. What was I going to say? I wanted to do like a psychoanalysis of Jake because like Jake's absolutely a former fat kid. If he gets that impacted, right?
Yeah. Jake, are you, is that confirmed or are we speculating based on it? No, he treats himself like he is.
Jake, you used to be fat, right?
Yeah. For a couple of years, like I would say like third, fourth grade. Yeah.
And you got mocked for it.
Actually, no, I got mocked because I was awkward and deeply unsettling as a child.
What made you deeply unsettled? What ways? Deeply yeah. Unsettling.
I'm just because I was just weird. I was the weird kid, and then
in what way?
I grew like a foot. I don't know. I think that's on the docket to talk about with my therapist tomorrow. But
so you don't need to like I'll be your therapist.
Okay.
Yeah. It's free for on YBYB.
I feel like I ask good questions. No.
So far, crushing it.
Yeah. So like you like I mean, there is. Because here, family, I guarantee this. You have a core memory of when you were a fat pig. And someone said something to you, or like someone like hit you with a body blow. That this an absolute because there'd be no other reason for you to have this like visceral reaction and like working out the way you do. And I feel like you work out like not to be in good shape. You work out not to be fat. Am I right in saying that?
Oh yeah, I work out of spite, not for health reasons.
So what is the core memory that you have? Like, because I guarantee that you've got some memory in your past that has stung you deeply as it concerns being a fat pig.
Oh, it's from my dad. My dad called me, I think it was the exact terminology, was chunky monkey when I was like 9. That was pretty, that was rough. And then, the nice thing is though, then I like grew like a foot in like a 9-month span, so that helped, and then I just never went back.
All right. Yeah,
you just need to grow into your body. Yeah, the weight was just ahead of schedule.
I gotta tell you something, man. You do need to talk to your therapist.
No, I know. Trust me.
I didn't know that we were gonna get like my dad mocked me to the point that I now work out.
Oh, it's fine. Like now, it's just that he's old and geriatric. I make fun of him that he can't work out. So it's
what do you say to him?
I say, "Wow, you're looking real small over there. You sure you should be eating like that?"
And what does he say?
He just laughs. He laughs it off, and then I make fun of his torn rotator cuff and his meniscus injury. We have a really great relationship.
I'm not joking when I say this. I believe you. I think that is
Thank
true.
You.
I'm being serious. Jake is the best.
No, okay. I believe you.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't picture Jake as a weird kid because he likes sports. Like I feel like the weird kid usually is like into like kind of like offshoot stuff. Like sports is a very like popular.
Okay,
thing
let's
to
all
be.
Right. So let's do this, Femi. What are some things that you would consider to be offshoots? And then we'll get to the bets in a second.
I don't
Like, I'll yeah. answer. Like, anime, like Dungeons like and Dragons. Yeah. like that dude. Come on, man.
I'm just saying, like that's what it was, though. Like, we're keeping it a buck. Like, that's what it was.
So you
back
think
in the day.
So is Mike Brown weird? Like, Mike Brown, like, loves, like,
I'm not
Dragon Ball
I'm not
Z
saying,
and like.
I'm not saying he's weird. I'm saying, but that's what the perception usually is of kids when they say, "Oh, that kid's weird." That's usually what it was. Is that what they were interested in? Stuff that most people weren't interested in. It was like kind of like deep cut stuff.
What's the nerdiest thing?
I mean, I'm also saying this as somebody who loved Pokemon, which I guess is not nerdy since that was like an absolute frenzy in the 90s. But like,
yeah, it's a little weird.
I mean, it's.
Who's your favorite Pokemon?
Oh, I was a big like Charizard guy, like the Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard. Like that's like the one, just because I had the Charizard like holographic card. Like that was like, I traded like sports cards for that one when I was like 8 years old.
Great, I like Jigglypuff. Jake, hit the college football music, please. All right, Femi, we got a couple games tonight in college football, then we'll get to tomorrow's slate. Tulsa, Oklahoma State, mm-hmm. Iowa, Rutgers is the big one. I'll have a bet in that game. What do you like for tonight, if anything, in college football?
Nothing for me. I'll just be watching. Actually, I'm not going to watch these games because I'm not going to bet them. So we'll see. I wish you the best of luck if you're going to dive into this one, but I'll have more of bets on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm gonna bet Rutgers. I thought more about this, and I actually heard the end of your hour, Femi, when you guys were talking about mm-hmm. this game, and Tyler said he thinks that this is going to be a shootout.
Gronowski.
What's his name?
Gronowski? Gronowski. Is like Mark Gronowski?
Yeah, it should be Rob. It might as well be Rob Gronkowski. I'll take Rutgers, plus the points. Rutgers on the money line tonight, Friday night against Iowa. All right, Femi, huge college football slate on Saturday. Mike, toss up the slate mm-hmm. with the best games on it. Oklahoma, Auburn is awesome. We got Illinois at Indiana. Tech in Utah is the noon game. A huge Florida and Miami. A great college football slate. Mike Brown painstakingly put it together. Mike, take it off the screen, please. Femi, what do you like in college football tomorrow?
I like Texas Tech plus +3.5. I'm just into this team. I want to play them with extreme outcomes as well, so I'm also betting some money line. I just love the fact that they invested so much in the trenches and completely overhauled their roster. I think this is an example of what you can do in 2025 in college football, so I'm going to continue to lean on that. I think they win the Big 12, and it starts tomorrow in Salt Lake City. I'm also going to back Dylan Raiola, Matt Rhule, year 3 in Nebraska, +2.5 with the Cornhuskers against Michigan. I'll also play that on the money line as well at +115. I just don't trust Bryce Underwood in that kind of raucous environment. That place is going to be fired up, a tough place to play when they believe in their Cornhuskers. They believe this year. I'll also lay the 7.5 with Miami. There might be some sevens out there, so make sure you shop around. But if there's a 7, lay that. The 7.5 is the best number, lay that. I think Miami is like probably like the 1 or 2 or 3 best teams in the country. They're in the top 3 for sure. They're really, really good. Florida, like, they're not a good team. Lagway, get him out of here. Until he starts to prove to be like the guy that he was hyped up to be, I will look to fade him. And then also a couple other bets that are not marquee. Give me Ole Miss at 11 or better. I don't care that the quarterback is out and Austin Simmons. That's more about the system than it is the actual player. I think Lane gets it done against a team that has inferior talent. And then finally, a game that's near and dear to my heart, the Apple Cup, which still feels weird that it's played in September as opposed to on Black Friday. But give me Washington State plus +19.5. This is their Super Bowl. They got blown out by North Texas last week. This is the only game that they care about on the schedule. I think they cover and keep it competitive on the Palouse.
I feel like you have a great read on this because it's like it's from your home area. Should I be betting? Well, I know nothing about it. Should I bet Washington State?
I would never bet Washington. I'll put it that way. Either bet the Cougs or don't bet the game. I'm not laying.
Well, I did live in South Florida. I love me a good Coug. Okay, I'm not joking. All right, college football bets from your truly for this weekend. So I liked, and I said this earlier in the week, that I liked both Indiana and Utah. Both those spreads have been blasted, right? So Utah was 2.5. Now it's 3.5, right? And that's the Femi, that's the number that Femi wants to bet with Texas Tech. So here's what I want to do, right? Because I don't want to like give out, like, I don't love these numbers now. A Utah, Indiana, because I have them straight up, but like now, a 2-team money line parlay of Utah and Indiana pays +120. So that That's what I was. Indiana, Utah, two-team money line parlay. Utah to win against Texas Tech. Indiana to beat Illinois. Elsewhere, the sevens popped. They were around earlier today. We're down to 6.5 again. 7 is the number that I want to get. However, if it never pops, I would still take 6.5. I like Auburn on the road at Oklahoma. I know John Mateer has been great this season. Mm-hmm. I think Hugh Freeze is a better college football head coach than Brent Venables. And I think Auburn's awesome. I like Auburn. I bet 7 earlier today. It was around like the entire morning into the afternoon. We're down to 6.5. Maybe it goes back up to 7. 7's the number I would like to get with Auburn. The number is moving towards Femi in the Michigan-Nebraska game. So Michigan was 2.5 like yesterday. Now the spread is 1.5. Michigan minus 1.5, which allows me just to play a cheap money line price on the Wolverines. Michigan money line minus 125 or whatever the best price is. I'll take Bryce Underwood and Michigan to win on the road at Nebraska. I love me some Sawyer Robertson. I think he's going to be an NFL quarterback. I'll lay the 2.5 with Baylor against Arizona State. Baylor money line's not a bad shot either. I think Baylor will win and cover. And finally, we'll be Apo Taco on this one, Femi. I'm going to take the points. With an interesting betting movement in this game. Miami got bet all the way out to 9.5 earlier this afternoon, and then more buyback on Florida down to 7.5. So my handicap for this game is simple. I think LSU is better than Miami. People can disagree.
Okay.
I think LSU is better than Miami. DJ Lagway threw 5 picks last week, and Florida only lost by 10 at LSU. The number 7.5, maybe Lagway throws 5 picks again. I think it's unlikely. I'll take the points with the Florida Gators this week, and I'm going to say it. Upset alert in Coral Gables.
Wow.
Upset alert.
I'm Sunbelt Billy, DJ Lagway, getting it done.
You've been watching college football for a long time.
Have you
ever seen Mario Cristobal blow a game like this?
Unfortunately, I have.
All right. On the other side, Tyler Morales' college football prophecy looks to go 3-0, and all our bets in the National Football League.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. On the BetMGM Network, make it legendary.
All right, we got some submissions from the real ones to read. Our NFL bets are coming up in moments. Real ones bets in the YouTube chat and in the Twitch chat. Bets this weekend in the NFL and college football. And then Tyler Morales will give us his favorite prop for this weekend. How about Kazbra, as in Rock the 93.
Kaz.
He likes Kaz. Likes the Ravens on Monday night and the over. Lamar at home in regular season. Big games usually plays well. And Lamar's Monday night football stats are just absolutely preposterous. Mm-hmm. 22 touchdowns, no interceptions for Lamar Jackson in his career on Monday night football. How about Mark Garton, CD Lamb over 100 yards, plus 155. It is worth noting, Brian Schottenheimer said today, Cowboys head coach, that he expects Dennis Allen to double CD Lamb. Of course, I think that's going to happen. I actually like George Pickens a lot. And Mark did add George Pickens anytime touchdown plus 140 for the Cowboys on Sunday. And our friend Johnny Boy knows it's public. He likes Miami against Florida. Miami has a good offensive and defensive line. Carson Beck, one of the Heisman favorites. He likes the Hurricanes by 14. Thank you to the real ones that chimed in. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network.
I see you, Johnny.
Tyler Morales has been producing Wagertainment all day long, like a pack mule. Tyler is 2-0 on his college football props this season. Omega Blake overs last week. Tyler, we're going for 3-0 this week. What is the prop in college football?
So we're attacking the Ole Miss defense once again here. High total. They're playing Tulane. I'm going to take Tulane's quarterback Jake Retzlaff over 185.5 passing yards. He's been amazing since he transferred from BYU to Tulane. And these games are like fake that Ole Miss are playing. They're really fast. They're high totals. And Tulane has a really explosive offense. I thought this total was low. So 185.5 yards for Jake Retzlaff. Let's go 3-0. Joe DiMaggio should be shaking in his boots because I'm coming.
Oh, wow. You got to get the Colorado shirt there.
Ain't hard to find.
Well, DiMaggio went 56 in a row. Tyler looks for 3 in a row this weekend in college football. Thank you very much, Tyler Morales. All right. We have made our way to the National Football League and all our bets for Sunday in the NFL. You know, I talk for a living and sometimes I don't do a great job. Jake the Snake, thank you. That's kind of like a pig.
Go Mercury tonight, by the way, in the WNBA.
Oh, we forgot about that. What's the line of the game? We're going to own the Libs tonight.
Oh, yeah. The Libs are getting bet against. BetMGM right now has 2.5, but there's 3s in other sports books. I agree with that line movement. I think Phoenix gets it done. I think New York is cooked. Their whole season has been injury riddled, and it's just not their year. So we bet this plus 155 prior to the start of the series. I would even double down and bet some money line on Phoenix. I think they get it done tonight.
Colbert canceled. Kimmel suspended.
Where he at?
The Libs are getting owned left and right. Please understand, everybody, that this is for comedy purposes. Please don't take it serious. We're just trying to make people laugh, okay? That's it. But it's not a joking matter. We would like for the Liberty to lose tonight. We hope the Libs get owned tonight on the road in Phoenix against the American.
That is not the joke, yeah.
Do you have any baseball or no?
I like Houston tonight. We talked about this at the end of the 3 o'clock hour. I'm going with the Astros. I just don't believe in my Mariners. In tonight's game, maybe they can get tomorrow, but with Hunter Brown on the mound, I think the Astros get it done in what is a very massive series to determine who will win the AL West.
I love it. Let's go Mariners. I like you, and I hate the Astros. So let's go. Let's go Seattle. A Yankee fan.
Well, I'm betting Houston.
Well, as a Yankee fan, I'd much rather see the Mariners.
Wow.
Send that fraud Raleigh home. Okay, time for our bets for NFL Sunday. Jake, please lay down the Mario music. If there were one word that I would use to describe someone nicknamed the Big Dumper, that word would absolutely pig. We begin our NFL betting sojourn for week number 3. In Cleveland with the Browns and the Packers, Femi, Green Bay, an 8-point road favor, total sitting at 41.5. We don't think Tucker Kraft is going to play for Green Bay. Did not practice today on Friday. Does not seem like a long-term issue for him. We think Zach Tom will be bad for the Packers. Jaden Reed's going to be out for like 6 to 8 weeks with a broken collarbone. Two of the members of the Browns offensive line are questionable, so we'll see about that come Sunday. Joel Bitonio and Jack Conklin. How are you betting Green Bay and Cleveland?
So I will not be betting this game. I'll just say this. So with all these Green Bay injuries with the pass catchers, and it just feels like everyone's like, oh, we're all in love with Green Bay. I would be careful with this game. Like, I know it looks like an easy teaser leg, an easy money line parlay piece, an easy whatever. I don't know if it's going to be that easy. Cleveland's defense is actually really, really good. If I had to bet this game and someone forced me to do it, it would probably be on the under. I don't like the spot for Green Bay. I don't like the injury report, so I'm passing this game entirely. I'll root for the Packers with all my Packers bets, but I don't like this one bit.
Yeah, I talked about the under earlier in the week. I know a lot of people want to make the case for the Browns. My fear is just the Packers defense absolutely shuts them down. And the handicap, the whole thing about liking the Browns would be that the Browns defense can slow down the Green Bay offense. Great. Sounds like an under. I'll have a small bet, because like the market expects a low-scoring game also. Small bet for me on the under with the Packers and the Browns. Moving on to the backup quarterback bowl in Minnesota. Carson Wentz and the Vikings hosting Jake Browning in Cincinnati, and it is a bad injury report for the Vikings. We know J.J. McCarthy's out. They are down Ryan Kelly, their starting center. The backup to Christian Darrisaw, Justin School, is out. Darrisaw himself is questionable. Van Ginkle questionable. Harrison Smith is questionable. Shamar Stewart, Femi, out for the Cincinnati Bengals, obviously without Joe Burrow.
Yeah, if Christian Darrisaw doesn't play in this game, I don't know how you can bet Minnesota. It just seems like such a horrendous setup for a backup quarterback in Carson Wentz, who wasn't signed until like late August. Like, he hasn't even been with the team for a month. So it doesn't seem like an ideal situation for him. But if Darrisaw does play, I'm probably going to have a small bet on Minnesota at 3, because the 3s are pretty cheap. They're like 3 minus 105, 3 even money. It'll be a small bet on the Vikings. I'm just going to trust that KOC, who's one of the best coaches in crisis, can figure this out in a week and will his team do a victory. So I was small bet on the Vikings. I don't want Browning on the road. I already rode that train last week. It was too crazy.
I talked about this earlier in the week, like literally on Monday, I think, when all the news came down. Total was 41.5. Not that it's gone up a huge amount, but I like the over in this game. The Bengals defense stinks. Kevin O'Connell's a quarterback whisperer. Jake Browning has had success against the Brian Flores defense in Minnesota. Don't believe me? Look it up. Over 42.5. I bet 41.5. I'd still bet 42.5 over with the Vikings and the Bengals. I think this game is so interesting. I don't know what the hell to do with it. I'm probably going to pass. And that is the Steelers at the Patriots. Bad for Pittsburgh. Porter Jr., Deshaun Elliott, Alex Highsmith all out. We think Derek Harmon, though, Femi, will make his NFL debut, Pittsburgh's first-round pick on the defensive line. Christian Gonzalez is questionable. Got a limited practice in on Friday. He is New England's best corner. I'm guessing Carlton Davis is off the injury report since Tyler didn't put him in the chat. How are you betting, if at all, Pittsburgh and New England?
Yeah, it's Patriots money line for me, plus 110. I actually agree with Rob Pizzola, who we had on the show yesterday. I do think this is WTF, wrong team favorite. I think New England should be favored in the game. Pittsburgh looks old. They look slow. They're banged up now. And I do think that we're going to see more from New England offensively with what Drake May can do. Can exploit that defense. And then defensively for the Patriots, is it great? No. But like also like the Steelers offense hasn't been lighting the world on fire either outside of their one game against the New York Jets. So I'm going to roll with the New England Patriots, plus 110 on the money line. I think they win the game.
I actually don't agree with the people that think the Patriots should be favored here. But I don't feel strong enough in that conviction that I want to bet Pittsburgh. I'm going to pass this game and maybe I'll regret it. Maybe the Patriots and Drake May just rip up this Pittsburgh defense, which has been terrible the first two games. I'd like to see it one more time. Like, the Steelers defense sucks again. I'll believe that they're not going to be good this season. Or like at least they don't have the upside to be great. I want to see it. I will not be betting that game. I'll be on the sidelines for Pittsburgh and New England. You bet on this Friday. Divisional round playoff rematch in the city of brotherly love. The Eagles, Femi, a 3.5-point home favorite. I can't guarantee it. The spread's going to go down to 3. I feel pretty strongly that it will. That this, I wouldn't be shocked if this closed 2.5. Like a juice 2.5 towards the Eagles. I think the Rams are going to get slammed this week, and I could be wrong. I think I'm going to be right. For now, though, the number's 3.5 juice towards L.A., total 44.5. The Rams likely to be without one of their starting guards, Steve Avila. Braden Fisk on the D-line is questionable. Philly, pretty clean injury report for them. Femi, what about the Rams and the Eagles?
Yeah, I love the Eagles this week. And you mentioned it, Nick. Like, is this going to get down to three? It's three at some places right now at one pretty prominent domestic sports book and one here locally in Las Vegas where there's a three minus 110. I have bet that. And that is my biggest bet of the week. I love the Eagles in this game. I think we're just getting a little bit too crazy. And I've been someone who's been very critical of Philadelphia dating back to last season and so far through these two games. Like, this should not be a field goal. Like the Rams are very good. I understand. This was 7-8 months ago. Why is it now three? I'm going to play against that. I think we're all getting a little bit nuts with this Rams love and this Eagles hate. I think the Eagles roll on Sunday. It wouldn't shock me if they won by double digits. I think the Rams have beat some good teams. But yeah, they're teams with bad offenses. This is not that for the Philadelphia Eagles. They have a really good offensive line. They can run the football. I think they get it done at home.
Yeah, I think you and I will be. It'll be YBYB against the world. Everyone loves the Rams. Femi likes the Eagles. I like the Eagles also. Honestly, I'm going to wait. I think there's a non-zero chance that we get to lay 2.5, like minus 15 on Sunday. And
that'd be insane.
I don't think it's crazy. I don't think it ever. How about this? I don't think it ever goes back up to 3.5. And Femi's telling you that there are threes on the board. So I think we lose nothing by waiting. So I'm going to wait. I talked about it. I led the show with it yesterday. My thoughts on the Eagles. If you want, you can check it out there in long form. I like the Eagles. Femi and I agree. Fly, Eagles, fly. Bet, Eagles, bet. Win, Eagles, win. Cover, Eagles, cover. The Todd Bowl in Tampa Bay with the Buccaneers against Todd's former team, the New York Jets. Tampa, a 6.5-point favorite, so this has come off of 7. The total is 43.5. Bad injury report for Tampa. So Godwin and Wirfs won't play as expected. Emeka Egbuka, we think he's probably going to play. Got a limited practice in on Friday. That's not 100%. The Bucs are also down Luke Goedeke on their offensive line and Cody Mauch. They will be down 3 of their 5 starters on the offensive line. Justin Fields out for the Jets. We've known that since Monday. Tyrod Taylor starts in his place.
Yeah, this is a no bet for me now. Early in the week, I laid 6.5 with Tampa, but then that was before all of the injuries on the offensive line, Goedeke and Mauch, and then Emeka Buka, there was a concern, although it looks like he might play. I have since bought out. I went ahead and followed up that Bucs minus 6.5 with a Jets plus 6.5. I have no opinion on this game. I think this is a scary game for Tampa, which is one of the reasons why I bought out. If I actually had to bet it right now and dive back in, it would be on gangrene. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to sit this one out. But for those who want to put Bucs in Survivor, I wish you the best of luck. I think you might be sweating on Sunday.
So I think 7 was where you wanted to bet the Jets, if you wanted to bet the Jets. I have not bet this game. But 7 would have been a buy point for me on the Jets. I just, you know, like, everyone loved the Jets last week, and I don't mean that as an insult. Like, people can be right, people can be wrong.
Yeah. They love them week one, too.
Are the Jets just going to be like that team this year? Like, everyone loves every week, and they lose and don't cover every single week. I'll be on the sidelines here. If you made me bet the game, I would also bet the Jets. I know that sounds hypocritical, but I'm not going to bet. I do like the setup for the Jets, but maybe they just stink and the defense is terrible and the Bucs can rip them up on offense, even down a couple offensive linemen. So no bet for me on the Bucs and the Commanders. Or Bucs and the Jets, excuse me. Speaking of the Commanders, they will host the Las Vegas Raiders in a rematch, Femi, of Super Bowl 18. Jaden Daniels officially ruled out today. Marcus Mariota starts for the Commanders. Washington holding as a 3-point favorite, but this is juiced towards the Raiders. Maybe we'll come off 3. Total 43.5.
At 3 minus 110, it's a bet on the Las Vegas Raiders. And I know typically on the show we do the fallen hero spot and look to back the team that's without the star player. I'm not doing it. I think there's a heightened sense of urgency for Las Vegas after that embarrassing loss on Monday against the Chargers. I think they cover the game. I think they win the game. I've also bet Moneyline at plus 145. Like, I think this is just Pete Carroll's teams when they have to make these West Coast to East Coast trips have been really, really strong dating back to his time with the Seattle Seahawks. I think that parlays to this team as well with the Raiders. So give me the Raiders to win the game outright, but I also like them with the plus 3 at minus 110. I think the Raiders get it done. I don't think Mariota's dynamic enough to get that run game going for Washington.
I think the Raiders stink. Short week for Vegas. Mini bye for the Commanders. I'm going to wait because I feel like I lose nothing. This is going to go down to 2.5, I think. And I'll bet the Commanders on Sunday. And I'll talk about that on my Sunday shows. This is going to be, I think the Raiders are not a good football team. I'm going to end up betting the Commanders, and it won't go like the Super Bowl did in Super Bowl 18 when it was Marcus Allen running into the night. This will be the Commanders taking care of business. against the Raiders. Do we have time to fit this next one? And I'll at least set it up. The Falcons, Femi, 5.5-point road favorites at Carolina. Total 43.5. I did say earlier in the week, if you should bet 6 with the Panthers if you want to beat the market, because A.J. Terrell's not going to play. Lo and behold, the number is 5.5. A.J. Terrell has been ruled out. Do you want to start? We can do it. The rest of it is next segment, but
oh, I can give you my quick one, because I'm not going to have a bet in this game. Like you said, like if you want to get cute, like you can bet Carolina. I don't want to do that. I would never also bet Atlanta either with the Terrell injury. I don't think that's a good setup there. So I'm passing this one. I'm sure the Falcons win, but I want no parts of this.
Great, I do. I want to bet Atlanta. I think the Falcons are going to win like 24-10. Panthers down a couple offensive linemen, Robert Hunt and Austin Corbett. Here come the Falcons pass rushers. Michael Penix Jr., Bijan Robinson, Drake London. Falcons win. Falcons win big. Love Atlanta on Sunday. On the other side, the rest of our bets for Week 3 in the NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's recap of Bills Dolphins, my recap of Bills Dolphins, things, and all our bets for tonight and the weekend in the world of sports. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts, and make sure you like and subscribe to the BetMGM Network YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Quick thank yous to Dole Out, and then Brad Evans joins us, and then the rest of our bets for Week 3 NFL Sunday. Two tremendous guests, Aaron Taylor, college football analyst for CBS, and our pal Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer. Our EP is Bill Zimmerman. Our TD is Tyler Morales. Our E is Jake Hassan. Our VP is MB. Coming up after us on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend RH and our guest at this time, the one, the only, BE. Brad, welcome back to the show. Happy Friday.
Hola, amigos, and I'll somehow pull out a victory in Bloomington this weekend, boys.
Brad, you were a huge part earlier of the show. We were dying laughing at the reads that you did for things. So we're officially using it every week now. My one question is, why did you go full like Phil Leotardo when you said "You better, you bet"? You got like Italian. You were like, "Here on you better, you bet." Why did you do that?
I had no idea. I did eat about a gallon of pasta with Rao's on top of it before last night's show, and then I cut the imaging right after. So maybe that played an embedded influential factor in me, amigo.
This will be a humble brag. I've been to the actual restaurant Rao's, which you can't get a reservation to. I've been there. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Flexing on him.
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm bragging. What is your best bet, Brad, coming up week three NFL Sunday?
Oh, God, I have way too many guys. Bet that really caught my eye today, and I grabbed it immediately before the line moved. I would still play the under on it on Josh Jacobs. I grabbed it at 78.5 on rush yards. It's now at 73.5. Take it on the Cleveland Browns. You might say, well, it's Cleveland. You got to fade the Browns at all costs, but they've been outstanding in run coverage so far this season. Number 8 the first couple of weeks in rush EPA defense, and they bottled it up. Not one, but two dynamic backs. One being getting down with my boy Chase Brown. Only allowed 41 yards over 20 carries in week one. And then they really contained the football Frankenstein. See, old Smashel. Oh, and Derrick Henry. Last week, they're only giving up 2.09 yards per carry to opposing plowshares. Jacobs has gone over once and under once on the 73.5 line. I don't think he gets past 70. I do believe the Packers are going to win, but mark me down for something like 18 for a not so nice 69 rushing yards for Josh Jacobs, unless you're an under better like me. So that is my top play here in week numero tres in the NFL.
Yeah, speaking of 69, love a good old plowshare. Brad, have a great show tonight, and we will talk to you next week here on You Better, You Bet.
Gentlemen, JSN Jackson Smith and Jigba to lead the game in receiving yards plus 115. I'm out!
Brad Evans joining us here on You Better, You Bet. You Better, You Bet. All right. Thank you, Brad.
You Better, You Bet.
All right, Jake, please drop the Mario. Speaking of Italians, drop the Mario music, please. And Femi, we continue our week three NFL betting sojourn in Duval with the Jaguars and the Texans. Jacksonville, a 1.5-point home favorite. The total in the game is the under keeps getting bet. We are now down to 43.5. Thoughts here, Jags and Texans.
I really like the Houston Texans. I bet them on the money line plus 110. This is a big step down in competition when we're talking about the defenses that they're facing. You go from having to face the Los Angeles Rams on the road to Big Vita Vea and the Buccaneers defensive front to now here's Jacksonville, who everyone seems to have success unless your quarterback is Bryce Young. I think this is like the much needed get right spot for these Houston Texans offense and on defense, much bigger test for Jacksonville than what they've seen so far. I think Houston gets back on track. Desperate team, 0-2 team. I like them on the money line to win outright down there in Duval.
So you kind of insulted like Trevon Walker and Josh Hines-Allen and the Jaguars defensive line. Femi?
I did.
I think the Texans stink. I have not bet the Jaguars yet. I am going to at some point before kickoff. I'm curious what happens with this line. Like, what do you think's going to happen? What's your guess?
I think you see bettors go towards that 0-2 angle because of all the trends. I think this ends up closing like one or pick. I don't think it's going out to 2.5.
I'm gonna wait and I'll bet the Jaguars before kickoff on Sunday. So we'll be oppo on this one. You know I love Jacksonville. I think the Texans are in some trouble this season. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's do or die on Sunday for them. That's for sure.
Let's let's stay in the AFC South with the 2-0 Indianapolis Colts at the 0-2 Tennessee Titans. So Tyler Warren is questionable for the Colts. We think he'll play limited practices on both Thursday and Friday with his toe injury. Treverius Ward got a full practice today for the Colts, but he still hasn't been cleared from concussion protocol. He missed last week's game, so we'll monitor that on Sunday. For the Titans, this is bad. J.C. Latham's out and Tavondre Sweat is out. You need both of those guys if you are Cam Ward. How are you betting, Femi, the Colts and the Titans?
Yeah, early in the week, I really, really wanted to bet Tennessee. Now with these injuries, I can't do it. I'm passing the game. Like having Sweat out the game, Latham, he's out. Like, that's a bad for the Tennessee offensive line. The only thing that I'll be betting is Jonathan Taylor to win Offensive Player of the Year, which we talked about earlier this week when we broke down NFL awards on Wednesday. I think he has a big game with Sweat out. So I think Taylor goes off. I don't know who wins. I'm guessing it's going to be Indianapolis, but I want no parts of the spread.
I would like to bet the Titans. I'm going to wait till Sunday and see if this gets bet up anymore. Like, is it... I don't know if it'll ever go up to six. I feel like the Colts are going to get bet. There's a bad injury report for Tennessee. Yeah. We'll see. It's Titans or nothing for me. Maybe it's nothing. I don't want to lay Daniel Jones with this price on the road in the Colts' first road game of the season. So either a pass for me or the Titans.
If it got to six, I would bet Tennessee, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
But probably not. We'll see on Sunday. You're probably right. Chargers and the Broncos as we move to the afternoon slate. At BetMGM, make it legendary. The Chargers 3-point home favorites. The three is juiced towards Denver. The total has been bet up here. We are sitting at 46. Evan Engram and Dre Greenlaw out for Denver. Diane Henley, questionable for the Chargers. That is bad news. Ooh. Especially considering who's the linebacker that's out for the Chargers? Who's on IR?
Denzel Perryman.
Denzel Perryman. Yeah,
Perryman's on IR.
Perryman.
Yep.
That's exactly right. So they need Henley. I'll go first here. It's my favorite bet of the week at price. Broncos plus three. I'll drink the juice. Denver plus three. And I think the Broncos are going to win the game also. I've been saying it all week. I like the Denver Broncos.
I'm in lockstep with you. Broncos plus three. Broncos money line plus 135. I don't think that the difference between these two teams is this much. Once again, factor in that the Chargers have no home field advantage, especially against a team like Denver, who has a really big fan base that travels, and it's a pretty easy trip going from Denver to LA. So plus three is the bet and money line.
All right, four more games for us to hit. Seahawks and the Saints. Rematch of the Beastquake game. From back in the day. Yeah. Seattle's a 7.5-point home favorite, total 41.5. Zach Charbonnet is doubtful for this game, so it would be the Kenneth Walker III show. I want to do it like Brad III. I feel like Brad is like Costanza to me. Costanza. Nick Emmanuel, Julian Love, and Devin Witherspoon all look unlikely to play, Femi, for the Seahawks secondary.
That's bad news with Spencer Rattler coming into town. Give me New Orleans. I bet him plus 8.5 last Sunday night. I still like it at 7.5. Anything over 7 is a bet on New Orleans. I just think they're going to keep the game competitive. Seattle's probably going to win, so those of you in Survivor will probably be safe, but I think the Saints keep this much more competitive than people think.
I admire your gumption and conviction on this game. I don't have conviction on this game right now. Part of me feels like New Orleans isn't going to score in the game, but I'm not there yet. I'll talk about it more on Sunday. No bet for me as of right now on the Saints and the Seahawks. Niners and the Cardinals in the Bay Area. San Francisco a juiced 2.5-point home favor, total 45. Now, Kyle Shanahan saying Brock Purdy is highly unlikely to play were Shanahan's words. Juwan Jennings is questionable, did not practice Friday. Arizona, terrible injury report in the secondary. Star rookie corner Will Johnson is doubtful. Max Melton's questionable. Garrett Williams was placed on IR earlier in the week. Femi, how are you betting the Cards and the Niners?
I'm passing this game. I think if you were able to, bet some of the Cardinal stuff at plus three or whatever before we knew that it was for sure going to be Mac Jones, kudos to you. But I think this betting market's right. The over has been bet, which is also right in my opinion. So it's a pass for me.
If we are going to go up to three, I will bet Arizona plus three begrudgingly. We're not there right now. I would bet a Cardinals plus three if we got it. Femi, your Dallas Cowboys, 1-point road favorites at Caleb Williams and the Bears. This total's actually been bet down a little bit. It was 50.5. Now we're at 50 at BetMGM, Cowboys and the Bears.
I think that's people getting cute. This game's going over. Even at 50, I'm going over this one. Like this Cowboys defense is horrendous. The Bears defense, have you looked at the injury report? They're missing like multiple guys on multiple levels of the defense. I don't like this one bit for either defense. I think these offenses cook over 50. The side, I thought I was going to like Dallas. I'm off of that. I don't want any parts of the side. I just think there's going to be points.
I bet the over also earlier in the week. I want to think more about the side. Probably just stick with the over. Yeah. Over 40. What did we
Nobody
bet? 48 and a half on Monday?
Oh, weird. Yeah, 48 and a half is what this bad boy opened.
And it's a, yeah. All right, more to come on Sunday. And let's close Sunday Night Football with my favorite team hosting the Kansas City Chiefs, KC at the Giants. Chiefs, 6.5-point road favorites. Total in the game is 45. Xavier Worthy gets a limited practice in today for the Chiefs. He is listed as questionable. Jalen Royals is questionable, but he's practiced all week. I'm guessing he plays. Andrew Thomas, the Giants star left tackle, Femi, called himself a game-time decision for Sunday night. How are you betting Giants-Chiefs, if at all?
I will not be betting this game. I said at 3 o'clock in that hour that my Madman Survivor entry that I have will be on the Kansas City Chiefs. So, Nick, if you want a Sunday sweat, you can sweat that out and vote for me to get Kansas City home. I think this market's just right. I don't think the Chiefs are going to go 0-3. They're too good for that. I think they're going to win the game. I just don't know if I want to lay the points. I think the point spread's just correct.
Yeah, I want to know what the Giants are doing with their offensive line. Is Thomas playing? Is Bow going to start? If that's the case, like I might be interested in taking 6.5 with the Giants. But Femi, I do think you'll survive with the Chiefs. I can't imagine the Giants actually winning this game, but at price, the Chiefs have had trouble putting teams away. I think it's Giants or nothing at current prices. I'm back on Sunday morning on WFAN 8 to 9 for a full hour. And then Sam Paniadovich and yours truly, countdown to kickoff 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. So if you're out there listening or watching, you're like, hey, like you didn't have a bet on this game, whatever are the props? I'm on for 3 hours coming up on Sunday, and we will fill in all those blanks for you then. Femi, great show today, my friend. Have an awesome weekend, and I will catch up with you coming up on Monday.
Yeah, let's have a good weekend. I feel really good about the bets this week, but we're not going to know until the ball gets kicked off. So let's see how this goes, but hopefully it goes well. But good luck, everyone.
Chiefs survivor, huh? I'm jealous.
Sweat continues.
You get that sweat. All right. Again, I'm back Sunday on The Fan at 8. You can watch it on YouTube nationally. And then countdown to kickoff with Sammy at 11. And until then, dear listener and dear viewer, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.